spending in the bill, which the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says will add $3 trillion to the national debt.
Amid the fight, Musk threatened to pull the SpaceX Dragon rockets contract with NASA. Trump threatened to pull the government's contracts with Tesla. Overnight, the mood seemed to soften a bit, with Musk saying the two should end their feud for the good of the country. A Russian missile and drone attack across Ukraine has killed at least three people in the capital of Kyiv. The nighttime assault lasted for hours and is believed to be retaliation for the surprise drone strikes that took out Russian air defenses. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. Despite a breakdown in budget negotiations with Governor Tony Evers, Republican co-chairs of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee remain optimistic. Republicans say they broke off negotiations because the Democratic governor demanded spending increases that outpaced tax cuts they wanted. Door County deputies are investigating after a woman's body was pulled from the Bay of Green Bay. The Sheriff's Department says divers recovered a woman's body off the shore of Peninsula State Park Wednesday afternoon. An autopsy is underway in Brown County to determine the woman's cause of death. And young people headed to college or out on their own after high school need to be wary of credit card offers. The Better Business Bureau says shady businesses look to prey on people with fresh credit histories. Starting with a low-limit credit card from your bank is probably the best place for high school grads to start from. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
There will be a few scattered showers and thunderstorms off and on through the upcoming weekend, but it won't be a wash. There will still be plenty of dry time. Today, partly to mostly cloudy scattered showers, mid-70s. Tonight, scattered showers in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers in the mid-70s. If your bathroom needs a remodel, get what you've always wanted for just $99 a month, interest-free at BCI Bath & Shower. Call today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere. It's time for our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest on 99.7 Max FM. Here's this hour's keyword to text.
This hour's keyword is warm. W-A-R-M. You need to text in the word warm, W-A-R-M, before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win $100 cold hard cash in this hour's giveaway in the Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest, brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. You will be entered into our grand prize drawing for an overnight stay at a staycation right here in Baraboo, Ringling Hills Bed and Breakfast, or a Door County getaway. Again, this hour's keyword is warm. W-A-R-M, text that in now for your chance to win in our statewide text to win contest, brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. Van Halen on Max FM.
Straight from my heart, oh, tell me why.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is a Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword is warm. W-A-R-M. You need to text in the word warm, W-A-R-M, for a chance to win $100 cold hard cash in this hour's giveaway and to be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County getaway. Again, this hour's keyword, warm, W-A-R-M. You need to text that in before 8 o'clock for your chance to win $100 in cash. Tommy Two-Tone on Max FM.
Time for our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest on 99.7 Max FM. Here's this hour's keyword to text.
This hour's keyword is warm. W A R M. Again, this hour's keyword to text in the Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter is warm. W-A-R-M. You need to make sure you send those in spelled correctly for your chance to win $100 cold hard cash this hour and to be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation right here in Bearville at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County getaway. Again, this hour's keyword is warm. W-A-R-M.
So text that in now for your chance to win $100 cash. We also want to mention that Four Elements has an open farm day event. It is free admission, open to the public, to be held tomorrow from noon to 5 p.m. They are a local organic farm and herb company located just outside of Baraboo in North Freedom. Jane and David's Four Elements Farm has been certified organic since 1989. They will be on hand to share their experiences. There will be food trucks available, and the event will be held rain or shine. It is Four Elements Free Farm Day this Saturday from noon to 5. Good morning, Emily. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Dave. Happy Friday. How are you doing today? I know that it's been an interesting week for some of us on the radio here, but you know what we do? We should move along with it, and we are doing a great job, if I can say so myself, because we've had a lot going on, you know, text to win contest, all special flash sales, there's stuff in the news. This beautiful thing that you're bringing to our attention right now, this Open Farm Day, how lovely. That sounds so nice. I'd love to go to that. I think everybody should go.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. It'd be beautiful weather. Get out and enjoy that. So, and, you know, it won't be too warm this weekend either. So,
I was wondering if that was going to come in.
If anyone missed that, our keyword this hour in the Scotty Text to Win statewide contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter is warm. W-A-R-M. Need to text that in for your chance to win $100 cash in our statewide giveaway this hour. And banner for that grand prize drawing. Need to spell correctly. I see someone sent in the wrong word. So we want to make sure you know that it is warm. W-A-R-M. So, and I know sometimes there's typos as well. I see one of those this morning as well. So keep those
texts
coming.
I'm going to make an acronym out of fruit for you for this one. Okay, everybody? I just came up with this. Ready? It's all fruit.
Oh boy.
Watermelon, apple, raspberry, melon. Woohoo! W-A-R-M, as in melon. Warm, right? Warm weather makes me think of fruit, makes me think of watermelons and apples and raspberries and melons. Look at that. Warm, everybody, because it is summer. It's the Scotty Summer Text to Win. We're going to go ahead and roll through that. We have this going on next week, too. This is so exciting.
Yes,
like,
we do.
We're in such a cool position to be able to, like, tell people on the radio how amazing they are and give them a chance to win, and then we honestly get to connect them with, like, awesome stuff like cold hard cash, which is this morning, and then also other mornings have been brewer tickets, club level folks, and also a chance to win, like Dave said, grand prizes like a staycation at the Ringling Bros B&B, bed and breakfast, or a Door County getaway. So these things are super exciting. We are super happy to be bringing this to you. There's so much going on, so don't forget to text in through the Civic Media app. Get that Civic Media on your phone right away. All you have to do is search up Civic Media. It'll roll right up into your phone. Get that thing installed, and then scroll down to 99.7. Hit that little cute mouse on the bottom right is the text option, and text in warm. W-A-R-M.
Yes.
Now, we are talking about mornings sometimes because we are the morning show.
And
right?
Before we forget, one other thing that's going on this morning, Emily.
Oh, boy.
We have our big deal of the day over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Half off a $25 certificate to DesTech Alarms for a range certificate. Today, only just $12.50. So that is a deal. Again, MaxFMBigDeals.com. Also, guess what? Mobile device certificate. So if you buy it, you can get it right on your phone right away. So that's pretty cool as well. Look at all this stuff.
Oh, that's super cool. Actually, I appreciate that because I love the good old mail, and everybody that needs to do everything that way, fantastic. I love getting mail, by the way. If anyone ever wants to send me a letter, I will give you my address. No, you know where to send it. You know, to 502 Oak Street up at the Great Day Studios. We will get that up there at the Great Day Studios. Max FM Studios, we will get that up there at the Great Day Building. We love getting mail. But anyways, these folks are giving an opportunity. Des Tactical Arms, indoor shooting range. How much fun. And to be careful and learn about safety, but also fun. Check them out. Definitely. You get a $25 shooting range certificate for $12.50 only, and they shoot it right to your phone. That's what I'm... Oh, my gosh. No pun intended. I didn't do that on purpose.
Uh-huh,
I'm getting so good, or am I getting really bad at that kind of thing? I literally did not mean that. They do shoot it right to your phone.
But they do send it right to your phone.
Through the beautiful language of technology.
Well, so much things you can be doing with your phone today. You can be shopping, texting in the keyword warm, W-A-R-M. You know, so it's all mobile device morning. And it's finally Friday.
Oh, look at you with alliteration. Yes. Mobile device morning. See, yes. We are all full of the dickens because 2 out of 5 Americans are bad at mornings. I would have to say we're pretty good at mornings at this point because we do them a lot. And right. We know what, sometimes you just deal with stuff and sometimes you have a great morning. I mean, all of those things are okay. I'm just speaking from my own experience.
Right.
It's totally okay to wake up feeling different every day. It's totally cool because every day is different. Every day is a gift, but every day is going to be different. They're not always going to be like full of sunshine and rainbows, right?
Well, but some here's the story. Need that lift in the morning, and we may not be the only ones. Even when there's an end to the work week in sight, in this new survey, 38% of Americans admit they're, quote, bad at mornings, Emily. What?
No, not the people listening to us. Oh, my God. The average person gets out of bed later than they planned 8 times per month. Now, I can believe that. I can believe that. Yeah, I mean, where do you think the term roll out of bed is a legit
Literally.
Thing? I think people are like, they just like throw themselves out of bed and hit the floor and finally realize they gotta get up. So the average person gets out of bed later than they plan 8 times per month. But for 10% of people, it's more like 20 times per month. Oh, no. Because, you know, there's not that many more days in a month, especially if it's February.
That's kind of interesting because, you know, you think about that, that's 20 times per month out of 30 or 31. So that's 2/3. And of course, sleeping in too late can make mornings even harder. 41% of people say a late start means they might have to skip breakfast, the most important part of the day. 16% will skip showering. Oh, boy.
Ooh, I don't know. I feel like that's a really important part of the day, not just to get clean, but also because I feel like a shower can replace some more sleep. Sometimes, like if you're short on sleep and you take a, like if you can't get that nap in or if you can't get that extra hour of sleep, take a shower and it really does feel like, I mean, maybe it's me, but it does feel like you get a bit of rest, a bit of like a jump start, like a little, you know, cup of coffee kind of going, you know, with waking you up a little bit. And this, okay, I'm going to move on here. What, 11% said you save time by not brushing their teeth?
So, I mean, you were getting a bad start to the morning. You think about that right there. You rolled out of bed late. That means they're skipping breakfast or skipping the basics like showering and brushing their teeth. And so now you're sharing that with the rest of your coworkers, family, and friends. Now, for the people in the survey, 43% say they use an alarm to wake up every morning. The average time of the first alarm is 6:33 a.m.
Well, wow. Dave is not on that one, but that's right where mine is. Mine's around 6:30. So sometimes it's earlier, sometimes it's later, but it's around 6:30. And I usually roll out right about then. I feel pretty good about that. Every now and again, I'll do the snooze. And my snooze, I think, is like 8 minutes. But,
yeah,
the process, here's what makes the morning different, right, is believe you me, there is many a times I have rolled out of bed and been like, gotta go, and just go, never skipping the brushing of the teeth. But the other things have definitely been skipped because of necessity of needing to get somewhere and sleeping in late. I mean, everyone's been young. I mean, whatever.
Right. Still young, but
better habits. But I look so forward to the, like, you know, 15 minutes or whatever that I get by myself with my cup of coffee, right, listening to the news. I just, you know, so that really does get me out of bed because I've created this habit that I love so much that it does, the sleep isn't better than that. Like, that extra 10 minutes is not better than that at all.
No.
So I feel like if it's a struggle, and everybody's got busy mornings, I mean, it is what it is, right?
Like, we all do, yeah.
Even if you work late, like, even if you work second or third shift, the morning doesn't necessarily mean the time of day. It just means when you have to get going, right?
Get
so, like, we're talking to everybody. So just getting that little habit in there. And believe me, it's taken, I'm not going to say how many years it's taken me to do this, but many years it's taken me to do this. And it's really helpful. Many, many years. So you know who I have to thank? Dave Grant. Because he said, will you be my morning show co-host? And I'm like, yay!
Yes.
So now I need to have this happen. I mean, whatever. I get up anyway.
It's
I've got
routine.
Kids that get to school. But it does make it, got to get up earlier. Got to get that alone time in before the whole house gets going.
Oh,
but,
yeah. I get
you
it.
Know how
I mean,
that
is so good to have that time to yourself. And you know what is also good? It is our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword, warm.
W-A-R-M,
warm. Text that in before 8 o'clock this morning for a chance to win $100 cash in our statewide contest and to be entered into our grand prize drawing. Emily, you'll be back with us at 7:40 as we celebrate some birthdays and anniversaries.
Sweet.
So text in warm, WARM, for your chance to win $100 cash this hour. Here is Michael Jackson on Max FM.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword is warm. WARM. You need to text in the keyword warm, WARM, before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win $100 cash in this hour's giveaway and be entered into our grand prize drawing for a overnight staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast right here in Baraboo, or a Door County getaway. Again, you need to text in WARM, W-A-R-M, for a chance to win $100 cold hard cash this hour. Here is Brian Adams on Max FM.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime, played it till my fingers bled.
It's time for our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest on 99.7 Max FM. Here's this hour's keyword to text.
This hour's keyword is WARM. W-A-R-M. You need to text in the word WARM, W-A-R-M, to be entered into our Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide contest. To win $100 cold hard cash this hour, brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. Also, every entry gets you into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County getaway. So again, you need to text in the word WARM, W-A-R-M, and you will get entered in for a chance to win $100 cash this hour. Again, you need to text that in before 8 o'clock this morning. WARM, W-A-R-M. We want you to win that cash this morning, so text that in now. And we are hoping that you will win that cash this morning. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on your Friday morning. We hope you're having a great day so far. Don't forget about our big deal today over at MaxFM, bigdeals.com. Shop local, save big. Half off that $25 certificate at Dez Tactical Arms for a one-hour range certificate. Today only, that certificate's just $12.50. Also, it's a mobile device certificate, so you don't have to wait for us to send it to you. Shop local, say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Again, our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword is warm, W-A-R-M. Text that in before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win $100 cold hard cash. Coming up, we're going to have a look at sports and weather on MaxFM.
Morning, welcome again, Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have an auction open house from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. for Whitney Way Farms, located east of Baraboo. This auction features farm machinery as well as other farm-related items. This online-only auction ends on Monday at 9 a.m. Check your website at GavinBros.com for more details. Also next week on Tuesday, we have the Rory Hintz and Bobby Hintz farm machinery auction ending at 9 a.m. Then on Wednesday, we have an online-only real estate auction for a single-family property in Reedsburg ending at 11 a.m. More details on this auction, as well as all of our other upcoming auctions, can be found at GavinBros.com. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to GavinBros.com or call 524-6416.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight at AmFam Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers begin a three-game series against the San Diego Padres in second place in the NL West behind the Dodgers. Chad Patrick on the mound for Milwaukee. NBA. The Pacers were down by as much as 15 points in the fourth quarter last night in game one of the finals on ESPN.
Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving. Pulls off. Jump shot.
The Pacers win 111-110 over the Thunder. Game two is Sunday night. NFL, Aaron Rodgers has agreed to a one-year deal to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He has worked with the quarterback's coach before in Green Bay.
The quarterback coach is actually a guy named Tom Arth. Tom Arth was in the quarterback room with me in 2006 in Green Bay. The first offseason I ever did went through the Mike McCarthy quarterback school. It was me and Tom Arth and Tom Clements.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
Max City weather.
There will be a few scattered showers and thunderstorms off and on through the upcoming weekend, but it won't be a wash. There will still be plenty of dry time. Today, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers, mid-70s. Tonight, scattered showers in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers in the mid-70s. If your bathroom needs a remodel, get what you've always wanted for just $99 a month, interest-free, at BCI Bath & Shower. Call today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
It's time for our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest on 99.7 Max FM. Here's this hour's keyword to text.
This hour's keyword is warm, W-A-R-M. You need to text that in before 8 o'clock this morning to win $100 cold hard cash in our statewide Scotty Summer Text to Win contest, brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. We're giving away $100 cash this hour to a random winner by texting in the word warm, W-A-R-M. Text that in before 8 o'clock for your chance to win in our statewide contest. Here is Steve Perry on Max FM.
You should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel. And I should have been gone after all your words of steel. Oh, I must have been a dream. Someone else.
It's time for our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest on 99.7 Max FM. Here's this hour's keyword to text.
This hour's keyword is warm, W-A-R-M. Enter a Scotty Statewide Text to Win contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. You have a chance to win $100 cold hard cash this hour by texting in the word warm, W-A-R-M. In the next 20 minutes, you have to text in warm before 8 o'clock this morning for a chance to win that $100 cash and be entered into our grand prize giveaway, a staycation at the Wrangling House Bed and Breakfast, or a Door County getaway. Text in the word warm now, W-A-R-M. Emily, we want to see a winner this hour. We had another local winner yesterday as well.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I love when our people win. Oh, yeah. That's what you got to do, folks, though. You got to text in. And you know what? We have local folks proving this to be true. Who got the prize yesterday, Dave?
That is what I'm trying to scroll through right now. I knew.
Okay.
Brigida got it. So Brigida won yesterday.
Ooh, Brigida. I love your name, Brigida. That's an awesome name. I want to say that again and again. Brigida, yeah, so you are a winner.
Congratulations to Brigida. Yesterday, she won. And so we are seeing winners picking right from here in Baraboo or the Baraboo listening area. So she joins Tara and Shannon. So, yes, congratulations. So you have a chance to win $100 cash just like Tara, Shannon, and Brigida by checking out that Civic Media app. Click text, send in the word warm, W-A-R-M, for a chance to win $100 cold hard cash, but it'll be warm when you win it.
And it will warm our hearts because we want to see our listeners win. And you know who is our listeners? Is pretty much anything and anyone anything. Because you know what? You can use the handy dandy Civic Media app to go ahead and text in, and you can always listen to us right from your device, right from your phone. It's pretty cool.
Right?
Like literally you can like put us in your purse, which seems kind of weird, but it's real. Like using that app, you can play us wherever your phone is. So you can be anywhere. You can be on vacation and still listen to the Dave and Emily Morning Show. So it's so nice, and it's so nice because you can win from wherever you are. So please go ahead, text in the word warm. It will warm our hearts. Don't forget to spell it correctly. Watermelon, apple, raspberry, melon, warm. It will warm our hearts, and we will get a lot of warm bragging rights up in this morning show on 99.7 Max FM. If I can get the words out, please text into when you only have till 8 o'clock, folks. So we are running down the hour. We are at 19 minutes. I think I did that morning math.
You
morning
did.
Math is different than regular math. I just want to say. Friday morning math is way different than regular math.
But Emily has her shoes off now so she could do her morning math, but it's all good. Sorry, Rob.
Why would my shoes be on? It's morning.
Oh, good point. I've got shoes on.
I don't know why you would have shoes on. I want everyone to raise their hands of who doesn't have shoes on. I just felt all the hands raised. Nobody's got shoes on yet unless they're already at work. So, like, I'm just saying. Let the toes breathe. Unless you're at work, don't put your shoes on.
I have to go elsewhere this morning after the morning show. So,
oh, no. Dave, you're supposed to be laid out asleep, but I know it's difficult, everyone. Mm. We still are hearing lots of well wishes for Dave. He did sustain an injury this week, and it's been a long week. It feels like it's already been
many days
since this happened. Poor Dave.
Well, in the
just
worst,
need to get some rest.
Yeah, and that's the worst part, quite honestly, is when you have that pain, and I am wearing a sling right now as well due to this injury, and we'll hopefully know a little bit more after I get some more poking, prodding, and scanning done today. But the worst part is trying to sleep and find somewhere that's comfortable to sleep with the sling on because I'm required to sleep with it on. And I can tell you the bed isn't the place because it just doesn't work. And I tried every piece of furniture in our household this morning to find a place to sleep and was not successful. The dog was looking at me like, dude. Park
like,
it.
Why
like,
are you wandering around? You know what you need is you need a hammock or some way to like just hang yourself from something so you can just like float.
Yeah. One of our co-workers in Hayward suggested a recliner might be in order. That was what his suggestion was from kind of catching wind of everything that was going on this morning. So my buddy Mark is an awesome guy. He's remarkable. We love working with him. And he's always got a Hawaiian shirt on. And so he's a great guy over at WHSM and Hayward. So him and I
Hayward's cool. That's a cool spot up there. I do like myself some Hayward. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love all the towns. All the towns in Wisconsin are lovely. Farther up north you get, the more interesting they are, I find. So it's an adventure for me to go up there. I love it. So I might have to do like a little trip to like pop from each station that we have in Civic Media through Wisconsin. It would be such a fun road trip to like go and visit.
Just in Wisconsin anymore, though.
Oh, I know, I know. I'm just thinking local right now.
That's the other part is we now have a station that is being built in Ely, Minnesota. So
I knew that. That's so exciting.
So we're excited about that as well. So I know our engineering crew is working fast and fierce, but we were actually working pretty late last night. They are all up there. I am stuck back here in Baraboo, but we were working together remotely last night as well. So those guys are hard.
And the only reason that Dave feels stuck in Baraboo is not because of Baraboo folks. It is because Dave is just stuck not being able to work as much as he usually does because he is slung up with an shoulder injury. Yeah. I do have to say, you don't look that hard up in the picture. You look pretty tough, and I want you to tell people like what happened to the other guy in terms of like
we're still trying to come up with a good story on what happened. That is the funniest part.
I've had
some of our friends texting in and saying, hey, you need to come up with a good story of what really happened. And I'm like, yeah, because what really happened is not all that funny. It's not entertaining. It did not involve fisticuffs or any adult beverages. It didn't start out with, hey, watch this either. So
but those are not good stories. I like the hey, watch this. Let's do a little contest out there while you're working on your text to win here.
Let's do that at 8 o'clock.
Come up with a hey, watch this ... What did Dave do to get himself?
Yeah, let's do this at 8 o'clock.
It would be 8 o'clock. Right now, text to win.
Yeah,
I just
text warm.
I got a little note too, and I'm super excited about this. I knew that I had heard many, many times in my life, Ely, Minnesota, and I couldn't remember why. My lovely bird, little birdie on my shoulder, whose name is Rob, reminded me that's where you put in if you're canoeing in the Boundary Waters. And I forgot about that. Oh, and it's so beautiful up there. So
yes,
I'm really excited.
That's
maybe I will have
birdie.
To take a little trip up there and pop into the station in Ely and say hello and, you know, force myself on a microphone up there and pretend I'm on their morning show. That'd be so
that
funny.
Would be funny.
I don't know if they'd allow that. But
I don't know if they would either. I always wanted to guest on somebody else's morning show one of these days, but we'll see what happens. I think I may be
we would let people come on ours.
Yeah.
We'd be like,
well,
sure, whatever.
I would do it.
Funny.
At some point I may be making an appearance on one of our statewide networks coming up next week as well. So we're still working out all the details on that one. So
that
would be kind of cool, and I would actually be live on video the whole nine yards. So when that happens, we'll make an announcement. Unfortunately, that was supposed to happen on Tuesday, and then I decided to injure myself. So again, this hour's keyword warm in our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. You have 13 minutes to text that in for a chance to win $100 cold hard cash. We're going to go through our celebrity birthdays super quickly as we
super
got
fast.
Off
1 minute apiece we get for each day, Dave. I just looked at the time. We get 1 minute for each day.
All right.
So, and tomorrow is a big one. We only need to talk about one person tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. Well, I'm going to go through today's quickly. We'll have you work on tomorrow's. DeAndre Hopkins, 33, Baltimore Ravens wide receiver. Sonya Wager, 51, Desmond's wife, Penny on Lost. Uncle Cracker, 51, Kid Rock's DJ, who soloed Follow Me and Drift Away. Let's see. James Monkey Schaefer, 55, corn guitarist. And no, we're not playing any corn today. Sorry, folks. We also have Paul Galanti, 58. Jason Isaacs, 62. Captain Lorca on Star Trek Discovery. Tom Era, 64, Slayer singer. And then we have Steve Vai, 65, classically trained rock guitarist who worked with Whitesnake. Colin Quinn, 66, former SNL cast member. And then we also had Jimmy Jam, 66. He produced all Janet Jackson's hits, also collaborated with Usher, Boyz II Men, Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey, Prince, TLC, and most importantly, Color Me Bad. And then we had Sandra Bernhard, 70, Nancy Ann Roseanne. And who do we have for tomorrow's celebrity birthdays, Emily?
Sure. Tomorrow's list is pretty long, but like I said, there's only one in my brain, but I will get to that last. I'll just fly through some of these other ones. Not that they're not super important. Mick Foley, 60, former WWF / WWE star and best-selling author. Mike Pence, 66. We'll just leave that one alone. Allen Iverson is 50, former NBA star. Bill Hader is 47 tomorrow. Saturday Night Live stud, who stars on HBO's show Barry. That's a great, great show, by the way. Let's see, who do we have? Iggy Azalea. Love myself some Iggy. She's 35 today. Holy moly. She, of course, is famous for Fancy, Black Widow, and with Ariana Grande, Problem. Fetty Wap is 34. Trap Queen. Bobby Drayton is 34. Abigail on Charmed. Sway Lee from Race Remond is 32. And then I would remiss to say, when this person passed, I was crying my eyes out and dancing around my living room. My kids were little, and they said, "What's wrong with Mom?" And my husband said, "One of her best friends died today." This is Prince, everybody. Yes. I mean, I can't even say enough. I'm, like, literally about to cry thinking about it right now. He was, like, I mean, I grew up with this, I mean, it's just all the things. I don't think I need to say enough. Everyone who's listening to this station, I don't care how old you are, have listened to Prince and felt something. So I feel like Prince was from a different plane of existence, right? Like he was some kind of like fairy or angel or something. But anyways, as I digress, yes. Of course, Prince is super famous for Purple Rain, Let's Go Crazy, When Doves Cry, I Would Die for You. As we go into the later years, You Got the Look, Diamonds and Pearls, Nothing Compares to You, and I Want to Be Your Lover. So maybe he'll make it in the... What's that?
And Seven as well. That's
Of course.
So we can't forget about Seven. As a reminder, it is our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Pelter. This hour you can win $100 cash by texting in the word WARM, WARM. We had someone ask what the keyword was. So, you know, we're following up on
sorry
our text
about that.
Line as well.
Oh, so good. So good. Yeah. So good. Way to go, people. I love this proactive nature. Whoever you are, yeah, get in there and ask what it is
you
if you missed
listen,
it.
Though,
warm,
the only place
warm
you
and warm. Moving on to happy birthday so far to everybody today and tomorrow. Happy anniversary. If we haven't heard from you yet, we love our local birthdays and anniversaries. We're going to head on to June 8th.
Yep.
And we'll and our celebs, but I like the local celebs.
Oh, yeah. We'll do our celeb ones real quick. Tori DeVito, 41. Sturgill Simpson, 47. Kanye West, 48. Elon Bailey, 49. Gabriella Giffords, 55. Juan Margulies, 59. The Good Wife in the ER. And Frank Grillo is 60. And we've got Nick Rhodes, 63. Duran Duran, keyboardist. And we also had Mick Red Hucknall, 65. Simply Red. And, you know, Scott Adams, a Dilbert creator who got himself into a little bit of trouble with some social media posts. We also have Tyler, 74. Bye, Scott.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yeah.
You gotta love that song.
Oh, yeah. Or Holding Out for a Hero is pretty good, too. That's a good one.
You know, I got to skip back. I'm so sorry. I missed today's birthday. Happy birthday to Dave Navarro. Totally missed that one because I got distracted by Prince. So, obviously, Red Hot Chili Peppers and Jane's Addiction. So, can't really forget about Dave.
Nancy Sinatra, 85 on Sunday. So, Frank Sinatra's daughter. She gave us these boots made for
so
walking.
Good. Oh, I love that song.
That is a great song as well. So, again, those are our celeb birthdays. Local birthdays. Happy birthday to Chris Newman, Aaron Kirby, and Melissa Dix. As a reminder, you can always text us in at 608-355-9970. Let us know about those birthdays and anniversaries. But we also want you to text in the keyword WARM, W-A-R-M, for your chance to win $100 cash in the Scotty Statewide Text to Win Contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. Again, 7 minutes to text in WARM, W-A-R-M. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:10 for some more shenanigans.
Sounds like a plan. Don't forget to text in the word WARM to win.
Yes, indeed. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Big deals. Today's big deal of the day. Learn to shoot at Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Sharpen your skills by building and reinforcing muscle memory with practice on their 10-lane shooting range. Bring Dad along. Dez's expert staff also offers custom-made rifles, concealed carry classes, special events, and more. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now and purchase $25 shooting range certificates for just $12.50. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes family practitioner Dr. Garrett Tesman.
When you get to know your patients for a number of years, you know what their priorities are, what they want to get from the treatment plan. One of my other big passions is integrative medicine, the idea that instead of just treating a disease with a medication, it's taking a step back, seeing about changing lifestyle, be that diet or exercise, and really being able to bring patients off of medications when someone doesn't need it anymore.
For more information about Dr. Tesman, visit ramchealth.com.
Fairfield Hills Golf Course and Range welcomes your whole family for a fun-filled evening of golf and games Saturday, June 7th from 5 to 7 p.m. Adults pay just $5 and children play free. Enjoy a three-hole scramble, prizes, raffles, and mini-games. Rent a bucket of balls for just $10 and purchase a broad or hot dog dinner for just $6 per person. Don't miss the first family golf fun night at Fairfield Hills Golf Course and Range. Call 608-356-5524 to sign up.
Your goals are our mission at the Bank of Wisconsin Dells. This is Kira Brecka, and we believe in building tomorrow together. From first-time homebuyers to lifelong savers, our trusted team provides the tools and guidance you need to succeed. Let's work together to turn your dreams into reality, because your future is our priority.
Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley. It is the Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword is warm. W-A-R-M. Again, W-A-R-M. Warm is our keyword this hour for your chance to win $100 cash in our statewide text to win contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter, and to be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County getaway. Here is Men Without Hats. Time for a little safety dance on Max FM.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can go if we want to. Night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody's taking the chance. Safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, safe to dance. We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. But we can dance, we can dance. They're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. But we can dance, we can dance. Everybody's taking a chance. Will it save to dance? Yes, it's safe to dance. Will it save to dance? Will it save to dance? Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Yeah. Will it save to dance?
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant and Emily with you. This hour's keyword is warm. W-A-R-M. You need to text that in the next minute for a chance to win $100 cold hard cash in the Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. Again, the keyword is warm. W-A-R-M. Coming up, we're going to have a look at national news, regional news, and weather on Max FM.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The online bickering between President Trump and Elon Musk appeared to ease up overnight, with Musk, who seemed to go along with a post that urged the two men to make peace for the good of the country. However, minutes ago, ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl called the president and spoke to him.
Trump told me he has no interest. He's not particularly interested in talking to what he called the man who has lost his mind. So I wouldn't look for a detente anytime soon. Trump, I have to say, though, he didn't sound particularly concerned about all of this. He wanted to talk about other things, and he was rather dismissive of the whole controversy.
The controversy sparked when Musk criticized the president's massive spending bill, which is projected to add more than $2 trillion to the federal deficit. A federal judge temporarily blocking a proclamation by President Trump that banned foreign students from entering the U.S. to attend Harvard. Russia slamming Ukraine in a retaliatory attack overnight, hitting Kyiv, among other places. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Republican lawmakers introduced legislation to increase transparency in hospital pricing. Legislation would require hospitals to publish clear, accessible pricing information online for both common procedures and the full range of hospital services.